COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Is James Harden the new poster child for runaway grooms?
Also, George Lopez screamed, "Seguridad, seguridad," and walked off of a stage.
And Yolanda Saldivar says she wants to be by Shakira, Shakira's side. But first, let's get this started. All right, well, you might have lost the love of your life, but who cares when Breezy shouts you out, all right? So a young lady who goes by the name of Lex on social media let the world know that she ended her engagement just so she could see her favorite celebrity, Chris Brown, perform. Check out the moment.
I called off my engagement to come see you.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen these after show, you know, pictures that Chris
Brown
takes.
Yeah, it's meet and greets.
Do you think this is the reason why her man didn't want her to go see Chris Brown?
She was hoping for a little greet and meet, you know what I'm saying?
Also, too, while he's greeting and meeting the meet, you know he's charging those women $1,000?
And they're not even being consummated or nothing like that. They're just
also, whoever her fiance was, you missed a bullet. You dodged a bullet. It's better off this way. You didn't need her anyhow.
Oh,
she called off the engagement to go to a concert?
She didn't say she called. She said engagement was called off. I think that man, it's called it off to her.
Exactly.
It was like, you going to see Chris Brown? Go, and you stay there.
That's
you get
right.
your meat grabbed and you stay there.
That dude sounds a little possessive. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's going to be like, you can't, like, what's the worst that could happen at a Chris Brown concert?
Well, you get your meat grabbed for $1,000.
Well, if Chris Brown's grabbing your meat, like,
you go to first base. If you use the mortgage money to get your meat grabbed by Chris Brown, I might call off our engagement too. All right, y'all. Well, L.A. Clipper James Harden's soul left his body at a recent wedding celebration. So James was in attendance with his suspected new boo, Paige Spites, okay? And when it came time for the bouquet toss, James nearly passed out when the flowers made a slam dunk right in front of Paige. Look at this, y'all.
Whoa.
He didn't even hug her back.
I know.
Yo, he didn't even hug her back,
this
bro.
This needs to be a meme immediately. Yes. Like, that look, that man, he looked appalled.
And
that,
you know what? This was at Rajon Rondo's wedding.
Okay.
He just got married. Yes, in Italy. Like, the wedding looked amazing. So, y'all know, my ladies were tight on social media telling Paige to run because James' reaction shows he's clearly not ready to put a ring on it. But Paige hopped on the gram and said she wasn't even participating.
What?
The bouquet just landed at her feet and a win is a win.
Yeah.
But what do y'all think?
I feel sorry for now. Had that been Khloe Kardashian, honey, he'd been smiling. But since it was Paige, she's like, you're not the right one.
I mean, she looks like a Kardashian.
Had that opportunity. But she black, honey.
That was crazy. What would y'all do if y'all are at a wedding? And you married already. What would y'all do?
But there was one time where a bouquet came my way and I kicked it before it got a chance to come. Like,
why did the bouquet come your way?
It was weird because it was one of those weird ones where like it wasn't just for they just threw it. Whoever caught it, and it got a little too close to me, and I was like, the highest kick I've ever did as an adult.
why are you turning into Jackie Chan and Kung Fu Jun Lee? Why are you turning to Kung Fu Jun
Lee? I didn't want that bad juju coming around me. Like most of the people I know.
Speaking of weddings, Jesse, when your wedding day comes, as we know it will, you are going to need a pastor to officiate, but you might not have one if you keep dipping out of church when Pastor Jamal Bryant is looking for you. Check out this clip, guys.
My baby sister, not biologically, I just adopted her. Jesse Wu just walked out the door. That's what you get. Everybody tag Jesse right now and tell her brother was looking for her.
Now, Jesse, according to your IG page, you posted Pastor Bryant calling you out, and in your caption, you put the hashtag Hashtag, I had brunch reservations.
I did.
What? The last brunch? Is food more important than the Lord? What do you got going on here?
God. It was Communion Sunday. And, you know, Communion Sunday service be a little long.
Not in my church.
Really? Well, listen, at New Birth, praise and worship is a thing, okay? And Communion Sunday was a lot. And me and my man, we had brunch reservations. Now, mind you, the service was getting a little lengthy, and I was like, babe, let's push the brunch back, like, 30 minutes. And still, benediction still ain't come. My sugar was low. What you want me to do, pass out during communion?
That little communion would have put you together, especially if you get that cracker wine combo, especially when it's together.
A little body of the Lord gets you just right.
That's what I'm saying. They don't give us enough body of the Lord, but I need a little bit more body. If I would have had a little bit more of Jesus' body, my sugar wouldn't have been so low, and I would have stayed for benediction.
You want the big back body of Christ.
Exactly.
Big back body juice.
Jason, come to Ebenezer, honey. We get it quickly, honey.
Period.
Yes, ma'am.
Yo, you can come to White Church. You can be at a white church. We'll have you out by 11:55.
Oh.
And church started at 11:10.
At 11, for real.
Let me tell you, white people church, you walk in, you come right on out.
Yeah, you can hear a pin drop.
We're done.
Okay, now get this, honey. George Lopez is beefing with a casino after his stand-up show went wrong. So George, honey, was performing at Eagle Mountain Casino in Central California, and allegedly, due to some heckling, he abruptly ended his show 30 minutes early.
Yeah, the casino said George Lopez let down his fans and sold out audience, and we are as disappointed and shocked as you are. Well, George's team clacked back, saying the audience was overserved and unruly. George is not obligated to perform in an unsafe environment. Now, the show had already been rescheduled from April after George canceled last minute, so the casino is offering the audience a full refund and tickets to any other show this year. They're going hard in the paint. What do you guys think? The venue's shading him? Is there more going on here than we know?
Well, the venue's going to shade him because, you know, like, the venue has a bad look on it now. Like, the people are mad and they're coming to the box office asking for their money back. But here's the thing. If the security can't maintain control and export people out of there for disrupting the show, what do you expect the performer to do? Not everybody is trained to be able to snipe back at hecklers, because when you're in mid-thought, you know, when someone takes away your train of thought, it messes up your set.
But hey, Craig, he's been performing for 80 years.
Thank you. I was just going to say that. George Lopez has been performing since Jesus was on the cross.
Thank you.
And that's all the reason why he shouldn't have to put up with a heckler.
Yeah, right. But you should know how to handle that. And not only that, have y'all seen George Lopez perform? That man can get a little unruly sometimes too. So you don't know how to match the energy and, you know, and then have the security guard just take that heckler out the audience.
Well, Headcrack, would you do it? Would you walk off?
Depending on how I feel that night, right? I would never walk off because I'm just too much pride, right? Mm-hmm. I would definitely like I would run the timer and I would just insult the audience for the rest of my time there.
Okay, absolutely. He should have done that. Yeah. He'd been performing.
That dude got half a kidney. Like, you know, you ask him to do a lot.
George earned the right to do whatever he wants to do.
Well, maybe George didn't kill that night or that set, but Yolanda Saldivar sure did. Pow, pow. She's the convicted murderer of Tejano superstar Selena, and after almost 30 years in prison, she's up for release next year. Now, Yolanda, who's 63, reportedly has ambitions for finding work when she gets out. And check this out, yo. When she gets out, she wants to go back to the music industry and possibly work for Shakira.
Not my Shakira, Shakira. Oh,
man. Yo, Shakira, those hips do lie. Do not.
Oh, my God.
Well, the way she moves her hips, she should be able to dodge a bullet. Now, Shakira is supposedly in the witchcraft. Do you think this is a good idea?
They shouldn't let Yolanda out of jail. She's like, she still got killer tendencies.
It is so wild for her to say that she wants to work in the music industry. That is insane.
But then to think you have a shot at it, too, you know?
I mean, did he work in it?
She knows business, so I mean, she should work in her craft, huh?
She should work with Alec Baldwin.
It's been great. Dish Nation's had a wonderful run.
Because his wife is Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Hilaria. Hilaria might need a baby.
You know what? No, but that's another reason why she should work for J-Lo, too. I don't know if y'all seen the promo tour for J-Lo in the new movie on Atlas.
Right.
She can't even speak Spanish. Yolanda would help her speak Spanish
and
other things. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Show the gun and intimidate her a little bit.
Up next, honey, how did Ariana Grande reunite two R&B divas? Honey, we're dishing on that right after the break.
Hey, Yolanda.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Ariana Grande has a new video for a song called The Boy Is Mine. And yes, it's the same name as the Brandy and Monica song from back in the day, but it's all love, because Brandy and Monica seem to have given Ariana their approval. Check out how, though.
Newly elected Mayor Max Starling is set to address the media any moment now for a press conference.
Yes, is there any idea what that might be about?
Well, with the laundry list of problems the city faces on the daily, it's anyone's game.
You know, I would agree. He did run a fantastic campaign based around bringing immediate change to the city.
Well, here's his chance to put his money where his mouth is.
You know, it was kind of cool for her to, you know, pay homage to those two in that way. It'd have been cool if they was, like, actually in the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they still, like, knocking on that door from, like, 30 years ago. Yeah. And, like, you know.
I get it. Like, and I like that they're in the video. I always love seeing Brandy and Monica together. Yeah. I just, why are they telling the news? We couldn't put them in a little bit of more dramatic role.
Like something we're used to seeing them do?
Yeah.
She's also got the Wizard of Oz, the Wicked is coming out later this year.
So why Brandy wasn't in Wicked?
I don't know.
Because wasn't she like on the like the ABC version of it?
No.
I thought Cinderella was a spinoff of that.
No. Wait, it's
no.
Don't listen to
that. Okay.
Different witches.
I would love to see something happen, something else, maybe a little song or something, a little remix or something.
What else Brandy made, honey? What's other songs?
Sitting Up in My Room.
She could make Sitting Up in My Room.
Yeah.
She could be waiting for her man. Who's Ariana dating now?
SpongeBob.
Well, she dating, the reason why she
the voice of SpongeBob from Broadway, who she met while filming Wicked.
And
Gary, we talked about this on this show.
And mind you, he was married. So her song saying a boy is mine is her letting the wife know.
Not Ariana with the subliminals.
Yes. Wow.
That's
lethal.
You see that, Tanner? We talked about that here. Moving on, child. Well, Mr. Bad Bunny, honey, was in Puerto Rico doing a show, baby, when he got a dance from one of his dancers, and a little wardrobe malfunction happened. Oh. Take a look.
For 2 seconds, it was like, go gadget.
Sometimes it be like that.
You know what? I used to date a Puerto Rican, and that was the experience.
Yeah, no, this hit me, baby. Now, I did, honey. He looked like he just didn't like that child, but that's the devil, baby. Letting him know that's what he do behind stage, honey, and then caught him, honey. She had something on him, some Velcro.
Oh, so you say that's him showing what the real tea is.
Mm-hmm. She had some Velcro. She did it on purpose, honey. She
it looks like he got caught up in a zipper, you know what I'm saying? But that was just a
but
wild
he was throwing
position.
Her away, though.
That long.
But look how he was pushing her like she was a damn plague.
Yeah, he did.
I can testify to being with a Puerto Rican man.
Oh.
And that is the experience. Getting loose from a Puerto Rican man is very hard.
Oh, it was hard?
Very hard, child. Them Puerto Ricans is different, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but he acted a plum fool. I'm like, that's embarrassing, that girl. It's right, honey.
It was like Spider-Man shooting a web.
My God.
Pulling her back in, like, yo.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Kendall probably was watching. You said, oh, really?
If you turn the sound all the way up, be a
No, he broke up with Kendall, which was the right move. He broke up with her right before the tour because he knew we ain't want to see that lady.
Uh-huh.
He made sure that his ticket sales went back up.
Okay.
Well, coming up, did Tyler James Williams get called ugly by a superhero? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, man. It looks like Anthony Mackie has now found himself in a hot seat with fans after throwing a few jabs at Tyler James Williams.
What?
When are y'all gonna learn that Anthony Mackie don't like humans?
Okay.
Anyway, so the actors recently participated in Variety's Actors on Actors segment, and during the exchange, Anthony decided to crack a few jokes at Tyler's expense, causing a ruckus online. Check it out.
He was a weird-looking kid.
Yeah, I mean...
And you grew up to be like a good looking dude.
I want to say we were all weird looking kids. I haven't seen, mine was just documented. I haven't seen your photo.
Exactly. And you would never see it.
Exactly.
My thing is, Anthony is a weird looking adult. Let's just start there.
Really?
And I love Anthony Mackie, but we always catch him doing that. You know how many memes are out there?
Like that one?
Yeah, like, no, but he has another meme where they put him side by side with Janet Jackson. If you guys can find that, please do. Like, they always put him with this meme where he goes like this. He's always caught doing this weird smirk. So for him to sit there and drag, come on now, like.
It is tough. It's tough to be a kid. It's tough to be a kid on TV.
It is.
He's not that weird looking of a kid.
He was so cute. He was so cute. He was so expressive. That's what made everybody hate Chris.
Great.
So great, because he was so expressive and dramatic with his face.
Gary, you think they're both good looking?
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Mack is a nice looking guy. I mean, most New Orleans guys are nice looking. And he's from New Orleans. And this guy here,
Tyler James.
You don't think Tyler looks good?
He looks cute as an adult.
Yeah, he.
But when he was on Everybody Hates Chris, he was different.
Really? I've always thought he was so handsome. Such a cute kid, a handsome adult. Like, Anthony Mackie, it's not that he's not handsome. He always has these weird expressions. So for me, for him to drag Tyler is crazy.
So are you saying those expressions are zesty?
Are you?
Well, you said...
Well, what is that?
That's zesty.
Okay. He be having his little zesty moments, yes. Well, y'all, Headcrack, I hear you have information many of our male viewers might be interested in.
That's right. This is for y'all. For all the guys out there. Now, what if I told you longer and better lasting sex was just a click away?
Oh.
Ooh, honey, I'm listening.
Do you ever experience ED? Well, you can now get trusted FDA-approved treatments for that at a lower price than branded alternatives.
They come delivered straight to your door in discreet, plain packaging. No in-person appointments or pharmacy visits needed. It's better sex made simple.
Wait a minute. So I can get my prescription delivered without leaving my home?
That's right, Gary. Oh. You complete a 100% online quick and easy consultation with no in-person appointment needed.
Ooh, honey, okay, baby. I am so. Now tell the people where to go. So this is good stuff.
Get a free online prescription from a real U.S. clinical team today. Start now. It just takes 2 minutes. Go to rocketrx.com and use code DISH for 20% off your first order. T's and C's apply. Mm.
You got it, code DISH for 20% off at rocketrx.com. This offer is only available once for new customers and cannot be combined with other offers.
Let's ride the rocket.
Okay, well, up next, a groom is mad at his sister for refusing to attend his wedding, but you might be on her side when you hear why.
DISH Nation. DISH Nation.
All right, y'all, it's the last segment of the day, so...
This is it!
Well, the sister of a soon-to-be groom shared on Reddit that she turned down an invitation to her brother's wedding and reception because it's being held at a nature's resort where he and his bride first met. Now, she explained that her brother requested that she and their guests be bucket naked for both the ceremony and reception, but it didn't sit well with her, so she offered to pay for a separate reception for them, but it just pissed them off even more. Now, you think she should just strip down and go with the flow because it's what her brother wants, or no?
You can't just be having your little lips out there touching every surface like that.
My lips
are very sensitive to different surfaces. And, you know, y'all can't just be normal and just have a normal wedding and have people in clothes.
Exactly, especially, honey, I mean, if your blood pressure get up and stuff, if a guy, man, blood pressure...
No. I just know these are my cousins.
You know damn well.
I know. We all knew.
Yeah.
We all knew this was my people.
They wanted to let them have. But Jesse, think about this, girl. Can you imagine Long Dawn, honey, going by the table to put his tray, you know, running around?
I mean, I got me a little Long Dawn at home, so you know.
So you're not gonna let him go to the damn?
Hell no. Why not? Let my man go to no damn nature bucket naked wedding. No, you getting bucket naked at home.
But what if they met halfway, right, and they were naked, but they like covered themselves in mud, like on Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, that would be nice. No. But I would love to go to something like that, but I'd be clothing just to look.
No, they wouldn't let you in.
I'd be a spectator.
Do you know
intruder? Do you know who the most popular guy at a nudist resort is?
Who?
The one who can carry the most donuts.
Tanner, how many donuts can you carry?
All right, that's all the time we have for DISH today.
Well, anyway, y'all, that's all the time we have for DISH, honey. Unless someone wants to get naked. Okay, honey, see you later.
Somebody bring me a donut. Bring me a box of donuts.
Level 2 is bagels.
Level 2 is bagels. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out DISH Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.